From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens posted a new video on social media Wednesday that accused several national outlets of intentionally reporting inaccurate accounts of a bill being debated in the current special session. He spoke about it yesterday after a bill signing. Joe Manis reports.
Greitens says he called the special session so lawmakers could pass a bill to protect pregnancy care centers, which discourage women from having abortions. He contends the centers could be hurt by a St. Louis provision that bars employers or landlords from discriminating against women who have had abortions, are pregnant, or use birth control. Greitens said he created the video to strike back at some outlets who he contends are, quote, lying by saying that the bill he supports also will curb women's rights to contraception.
There are a few specific liberal media organizations who actually printed fake news.
Greitens added that he did not attack Missouri news outlets, which he said at least tried to be accurate. I'm Joe Manis.
Some of the 8,000 Missouri residents who are elderly and disabled losing in-home health care are appealing to the Missouri Department of Health. Governor Eric Greitens vetoed a bill last week that would have transferred unused state money towards in-home health care. He called it a, quote, gimmick. But Teresa Moore of St. Louis relies on her in-home assistant.
She does my laundry, she cleans my home, she cooks my meals, make sure that I'm dressed appropriately.
Democratic lawmakers, including Senator Gina Walsh of Bellefontaine Neighbors, are calling on Republican leaders to override Greitens' veto in September. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens blames what he calls the, quote, Ferguson effect for the rise in police shootings in the state and elsewhere. The governor yesterday signed into law a measure creating a blue alert system meant to notify the public about police who've been wounded on duty. He says the law was in response to the recent high-profile shootings in the St. Louis area.
As part of the Ferguson effect, what's happened is that law enforcement officers haven't felt like they've been supported by their communities. They don't feel like they've been supported by their elected officials, and they haven't been out engaging in communities in the way that they used to.
Some legal experts and public officials say it's not about Ferguson, but instead the lack of jobs and tensions between police and citizens. A spokesman for Missouri Governor Eric Greitens says he's expanding his call for lawmakers to pass new abortion restrictions and wants to ensure they hold up in court. The Republican governor filed a proclamation Wednesday citing additional provisions he didn't explicitly include in his order calling lawmakers back to work last month to address abortion issues. Among the requests is making it a crime for abortion clinic staff to ask ambulances to respond to calls without sirens or lights. Senate leaders say the chamber likely won't take up the bill until at least the week of July 24th. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.